We would like to speak to you about security, what it is and what it is not. We, of course, as humans, you always like to believe that you have the ability to control where your life is going. So we should start there. You do not. You are most fortunate if you find a plateau from time to time where you are familiar, where you can operate, and where you feel good about what is going on. But the truth of it is, particularly now, when the pattern of the world itself is changing and is taking on, different levels of energy, and different dimensions are opening and closing. Sometimes people forget about that. Some of the dimensions are closing as well. So when you are wanting to find security in the knowledge that what you are doing is the right thing or is the secure thing, we would like you not to suffer with that any longer. You do not know. You know where you would like the train to go, but you are not running the train at this point, and that is true also of the planet. So you have many things in common with the planet you are living on, which itself is redoing itself and reacting. So do not be surprised if there are surprises. And do not be upset, because if there are surprises, then they are intended to be. And is there a path? There is a path. But it is not particularly visible to you or to those around you. So when you are looking at your life, do your best to find your joy in the moment you are living in. Because as it turns out, that is where the power is in the moment you are living in. And this is going to be with you in this strange form you are experiencing for a while. Yes, you can move ahead and you can create, and there are many things that can come to fruition while this energy is in this disruptive state. That is an odd thing too, because you can, when you find the right energy link, you can build and it can be good. But all around you, it will not be good. So that is a thing we are learning to deal with at this time. And the planet in its natural life, of course, is having all of this disruption. And so we do not want to feel bad, because it is not you personally. It is you and the planet and everyone on it. So do not think you have done something wrong, and do not feel bad. Simply know that that is the era that we are in. And there is a light ahead. We are closer to it, but it is not yet defined. So, remembering this teaching, let us begin to breathe together. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in the peace. Exhale the fear. Thank you. Feel a cleansing energy coming up from the earth and into your body. And feel the root cleanse so that it is free to create. Feel the second center relieved of judgment and shame. And the solar plexus relieved of any emotions you do not wish to carry. And the heart relieved of pain and sorrow. And the throat relieved of criticism and judgment. The third eye relieved of doubt. And the crown relieved of a narrowness that does not allow the universe to interact with you. Feel the cleansing energy move up through your body, out through your crown, and allow your energy to move upward. Come out of your crown. Move into the night sky with all of its lights, and know your own light among those lights. See a path that opens for you. Step on that path. Walk through the gates and find yourself breathing the blessings in the air on this path. And feel the path move up and take you to the place where your teacher waits. Spend this time with your teacher. When you've spoken with your teacher, allow the teacher to give you a gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. Thank you. thank the teacher who has come to be here with you. And come back down the path, breathing in blessings as you go. And come through the gates to the freedom of the night sky. Moving through the sky as you wish to. Come from the path into a place above the circle in which you are sitting. And as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit with you. when you found your messages, center in your body to ground and to balance. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.